Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Mark's heart that he wants only to have the truth of your word from your spirit of truth. So Holy Spirit, come and teach us, lead us, guide us into all truth through the word that the man of God brings forth. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for all that you're doing in this body to make us look more like Jesus. Yes. And for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I need more, Jesus. Anybody else need more? Anybody need more faith? Faith comes by hearing and by hearing by the Word of God. So we got faith, right? Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help my unbelief, right? Good job, worship team, man. You was right on. You took us right there. Go to Ecclesiastes 3. Lord, we thank you for your word again. We thank you, God, that we correctly divide your word this morning, God. It won't be in the flesh. It'll be in the spirit, Lord. We thank you, our spirit man. My spirit man strong. Say that. Hold your hand on your belly. My spirit man's strong. My flesh is weak. Flesh get out. Spirit take over. Is that a good prayer? Amen. Did y'all get there? Did I tell you Ecclesiastes 3:1? To everything there is a season. What's a season? It's an appointed time. It's like if we were to say it's Christmas time. It's an appointed time of the year. December 25th probably was not when he was born, but that's an appointed time in the United States. July 4th is an appointed time. We've set apart Memorial Day is an appointed time. Man has set apart a lot of days in the year. Name one in America. Labor Day. Labor Day. Y'all, yeah, looking forward to that, aren't you? Anything else? What? Memorial Day. Veterans Day, 4th of July, Independence Day. Yay, right? Yay, get off work, right? Yay, if nothing else, you get off work, hopefully. Did you have one, Samuel? Deer season. It is on the calendar, I guess, in the Redneck Hall of Fame, but praise God. Pray, yes. Easter, you're right. That's a big one. Resurrection Day, what? Christmas, yay. Well, see, that's man's appointed times. God has appointed times too, right? So that's what he's talking about here. He says, everything, there's a season, there's an appointed time. Genesis 1:14, you don't have to go there, but God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons and for days and for years, right? So there's a reason that God made the universe the way he made the universe. And there's some interesting stuff. I just want to say one, listening to all this teaching, there was one thing that really struck me that this man said, whether he knows or not, he said, this is the only place in the universe there can be a full eclipse. I'm like, whoa, that's making a big reach, isn't it? He said the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun. How could something 400 times smaller cover the sun? Because it's exactly 400 times further away from the earth than the moon. That's coincidence, luck, and chance, right? You're dull if you believe that. You think about that. And this isn't eclipse day. Y'all watch that video if you want to hear some godly perspective on what's going on. But it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every what? Purpose under heaven. God has got a time. He's got a purpose, right? There's a purpose and a time. You can line yourself up with God's time and God's purposes, or you can go your own way and do your own thing and miss God's purpose for your life. Is that true? God has a purpose for you. God has a destiny for you, but it will not be forced on you. It won't be like something set apart, like an eclipse that was set apart from the beginning. You have a destiny that was set apart for you from the beginning, but you can abort it. And if you've aborted it, praise God, you can rebirth it. God can resurrect it. So don't say, well, it's too late. I just quit. Shut up. This is about warfare today, really. I can say shut up to you, can't I? This is about warfare today. This is about getting out of our wimpy state of peace, love, dove. Didn't work the first time, and it won't work this time. And I'm not talking about, I don't have to explain myself. God will explain it. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate. And the very last one says, and a time for war and a time for peace. Wonder what season we're living in now. Time of war. That's what I discern. This means war, and the battle is raging. Wah! I wish I had that tuned up, man. Y'all love Petra. Y'all love them, guys. If you like rock and roll, that was some good stuff. I wish I could think all the words. I'd sing it all for you. Let Jamie get up here on electric, and we'd do a jam. A time for war, right? There is first there's an enemy. I'm not telling y'all nothing you don't know, but you need to get this in your head. There is an enemy. There's an enemy of your souls. There's an enemy of your family. There's an enemy of the church. There's an enemy of this nation. There's an enemy. And the Bible says he walks about, right? Like what? Like a roaring lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. What's devour? Seeking, listen, what's it say? Seeking whom he may. He's not allowed to consume you if you're in the right place. You got a hedge around you. But if you've dropped that hedge, well, we won't go there because we could spend a week there. But I want to give you the names of your enemy. Is that okay? Just a few of them. Quite a few of them. Abandon. Abaddon. You know what that means? Destroyer. Accuser. Accuser. I could read. I got scripture for all these, but it would take forever. Accuser. Adversary. What's adversary? Enemy, right? Angel of light. Anointed covering cherub. Antichrist. Apollyon, which means destroyer. Beast. Beelzebub. Devil. Dragon. Which one's the Lord of the Flies? Is that, anyway. Devil, dragon, enemy, father of lies. The Bible says he is a liar and the father of all lies. When you tell a lie, you're speaking your father's language. When you tell a little innocent lie, deceiving lie, it's your enemy's language. You don't want to speak that language. Right? You want to speak truth, right? Praise God. Father of lies. King of Babylon, king of the bottomless pit, king of Tyre, lawless one, Leviathan, which is a viper, a snake, right? Liar, Lucifer, man of sin, murderer, and the father of murder, wasn't he? He was the first murderer. Prince of the power of the air, roaring lion, ruler of darkness, ruler of demons, ruler of this world, Satan, serpent of old, son of perdition, star, tempter, thief, wicked one. So I don't know if you found any of these names edifying, but I really don't want to be associated with all that. Do you? Did you see any redeeming value in any of those names? So there is a enemy. What's his name? Satan. And the Bible says that he cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. And it always seems like a fun thing when it starts. Amen. Amen. Remember the first time I got drunk? Oh, this is great. I've come out of my shell. I can be whoever I want to be. I can have this joy and, you know. Pretty soon, I had to have it. I had to have alcohol. I was addicted to alcohol. Same with cigarettes. Same with my mouth when I started talking like I shouldn't talk. It's what starts out as just a little lark, you know. Pretty soon, you're in bondage, you know. How many of y'all would go to jail and be chained up in prison voluntarily? I wouldn't. But you know what? When you sin and you live in sin and you don't get repentance and you don't, what happens? You get these handcuffs on you. You get chains on you. So there is an enemy, right? Good news, there is a Savior. Amen? Y'all cheer every time I say one of these, would you? Adam, the second Adam. Yeah, Lord. The Advocate. Yeah, the Almighty. The Alpha and the Omega. The Amen. The Apostle of our profession. The Arm of the Lord. Author and finisher of our faith. Author of eternal salvation. Beginning of the creation of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Praise the Lord. Beloved Son, blessed and only potentate, branch, bread of life, captain of salvation, chief shepherd, Christ of God, consolation of Israel, cornerstone, I lay in Zion. Woo! A precious cornerstone, right? I need to read that one. The stone which the builders refuse has become the headstone of the corner. Counselor! Creator, oh, y'all are wearing out. Man, y'all wear out quick. Whoa, Dayspring, Deliverer, Desire of the Nations, the Door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Right? Praise God. You need to know these things. Listen, you need to know this word. You need to get this thing in you. You need to get it in you. There's a time coming when you'll need it. Jesus was the Word of God, but he knew the Word of God. He knew the written Word of God, didn't he? And Satan came to him and tempted him. And what did he respond with? It is written. The Word of God says, right? If you don't have no ammo, you're going to get... You're going to be sitting there, you know, open game to the enemy. We're at war. I want to remind you, we are at war. I grew up in the turbulent 60s. I know I'm an old man, but things were turbulent. Things were bad. The whole hippie movement was a plot of Satan. Hey, and I embraced it, okay? So I can say that. You know what and I'm getting off a little bit here, but let me tell you, some things never change. The enemy changes the wording, but he doesn't change his tactics because they work so well. Why should he? Right? But there was a saying in the 60s was, if it feels good, do it. Do it if it's what you feel. Right? There was a demon-possessed man named Anton LaVey, and he wrote the Satanic Bible in the 60s. And it was really just a perversion. There was nothing unique or creative about it. It was just a perversion of the Word of God. But, you know, the Lord has given us, Jesus said, I'll put all the commandments in the whole Word of God into two, right? What is it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two, all of them hang, right? You know what? The Satanic Bible's got a greatest commandment too. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And everybody says, do what you will, but don't hurt others. Oh, there's no way you can do what you will and not hurt others. There's no way you can sin and not hurt others. You can't do it. It's impossible. You can play that game if you want, but someday you'll wise up, hopefully. Praise God. He is the door. He is the elect of God. He is the everlasting Father. Come on, cheer on it. Everlasting Father. He's a faithful witness. He's the first and the last. He's the first begotten of the Father. He's the forerunner. He's the glory of the Lord. He is God. He is a good shepherd. He is a governor. He's a great high priest. He's the head of the church. Yay! He's the heir of all things. Who? He's the Holy One. He's the Holy One of God. He's the Holy One of Israel. He's the horn of salvation. He is the great I Am. He's the great I Am. He's the image of God. He is Emmanuel, God with us, praise God. He is Jehovah. He is Jesus. He is Jesus of Nazareth. He is the judge of Israel. He's the just one. He's the king. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of the Jews. He's the king of kings. He's the king of saints. Whoa, he's king. Amen? He's king. He's the lawgiver. He's the lamb. The lamb that what? The lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come on. He's the Lamb of God who laid down his life and shed his blood so you could be forgiven. Not only forgiven, but free. I know I'm getting a little bit boisterous. Leader and commander. He's the life. He's the light of the world. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lord of all. Oh, he's the Lord of glory, Lord of lords, Lord of righteousness, man of sorrows, mediator, messenger of the covenant, Messiah. Jesus is Messiah. He's the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the only begotten Son. He's our Passover. He's our Passover lamb. He's the Prince of Peace. He's a great prophet. He's a redeemer. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the rock. He's the root of David. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the Savior. He's the seed of woman. He's the shepherd and bishop of your soul. He is Shiloh, which is peace. He's the Son of the blessed. He's the Son of David, Son of God, Son of the highest, Son of righteousness, true light, true vine, truth, witness. Amen. Word. Word of God. That's Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So say this, I've got an enemy, and I know who he is. I've got a Savior. I've got a Redeemer. I've got a warrior. I've got a friend. His name is Jesus. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus the Christ. Word of God. Whoo, Lamb of God, to tell you. We could go through that again, couldn't we? Wow, you need to know the names. You need to know the names of your captain. He is your captain. You are a private. I am a private. The greatest prophet in the world is a private. Amen? All of us are just privates. We're warring the war. God has given gifts to men, but praise God, they're his gifts. And if you ever get that wrong, you'll become an arrogant bubblehead, and you'll be worthless to the kingdom of God. Yes, praise God, I've got gifts, but they're because of him. Yes, I can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. They're him. He moves through you. Don't you ever think different. Woo! King Jesus. So there is a enemy. There is a Savior. So if you've got an enemy, you've got a godly army, you've got a high pressure system, you've got a low pressure system. And you all know weather. When they come together, what happens? There's a battle. There's a battle when light and dark meet. There's a battle. When opposite things come together, there's a battle. Now, you can deny that all you want, but there is a battle, and it's raging. If you could look around you and see the demons and the angels warring, you'd say, whoa. Oh, Pastor Mark, that's, oh, no. Oh, no. And the good news is there's more warriors, isn't there? The Bible says there's twice as many warriors as there is demons. There's twice as one-third of the angels left and followed Satan, right? You know what? As soon as they got there, they went, uh-oh, my bad. No going back. So there's a battle. Would you say that? There's a battle. Come on, say it. There is a battle. There's a battle for your soul. There's a battle for my soul. There's a battle for your family and your children, especially your children. They want to take the youngest. They don't draft 60-year-old people. They draft young people. There's a reason for that. Young people, I hope you've decided to give your life for Jesus. Even though you're talking right now and paying no attention to me, I hope you know that there's a battle for your soul. And he don't play fair. There's been a whole generation. Listen, the battle for the young. There's been 60 million innocent babies aborted. That's a whole generation of people that should be here. And they all had destinies. And they all had good destinies. The enemy hates young people. Parents, you got a battle too. Because the world is battling for your children. When you send them to school, they don't necessarily hear what they're supposed to hear. Guard their hearts. Guard their hearts, man. Guard your children's hearts. It's your responsibility. Your children are your responsibility as long as they live in your house. They're not weeds. They're precious souls. They're precious. God loves them so much. God loves the, listen, guys back here, God loves the passion you have for what you do. God loves the passion for what you have. And that's why I believe this generation that will jump off, you know, they'll snowboard off mountains, they'll go up in a helicopter and they'll jump off a mountain, they'll take a bicycle and do incredibly crazy. I mean, God has raised up a generation that's going to say, I'm not afraid of that devil. Like David, I'm not afraid of Goliath. What are y'all running for? He was a young man, wasn't he? 17, I don't know how old he was, but he was young because his brothers didn't want him around. You're too young to be in the battle. No, you're too old not to be in the battle. Well, praise the Lord. I'm almost through. I've only got 20 more pages. Battle for your soul, a battle for your family and children, a battle for truth, a battle for truth. There's a battle for the church. There's a battle for this nation. So would y'all say, did I convince you there's a battle? Is there a battle going on? Yes. Praise God. Now you got to make a decision. The church is referred to all through the Bible as an army. Christians are referred to as soldiers. They're referred to as soldiers. They're referred to as runners in a race. They're referred to as farmers. All those things. But a good soldier, the Bible says a good soldier doesn't engage himself in things of the world. He engages himself in the things of the Lord, the things of this warfare, okay? There's a battle. And you are an army. Now let me ask you a question as an army, okay? Are you receiving orders? Are you obeying orders? Are you training with your fellow soldiers? Or are you just a mercenary and doing it on your own? Are you Rambo? Or have you got, are you hooked up with an army? You know, that's a problem. Are you willing to lay down your life for the cause? Are you willing to lay down your life for the cause? And are you dressed for battle? And I'm so glad you sang that. Are you dressed for battle? The battle belongs to the Lord, but you are His servants and you are His warriors. So everybody stand up. Boy, that was quick, or was it? That was a quick 20 pages, man. Y'all can say, praise God. Come on. Clap your hands and say, praise God. Praise God. Yeah, Lord, I got it. Did you get it? Did you get it? So what did I say? What was the first thing I said? Praise God. You're right. That's the first thing I said, I think, is there is an enemy. What's the second thing? There's a Savior. There's a warrior friend. Amen? Praise God, there's a battle. And you can't get out of it. You either take one side or the other, but you can't link them both up, right? They don't go together. So I want y'all to remember this, and we're gonna say this, I'm gonna read this to you, and then we're gonna sing it. And then if you want to join the, well, listen, I shouldn't say if you want to join the battle. You're already in the battle. You're either captivated by the enemy, you're either on your way to hell, or you're on your way to heaven. There's no in between in the kingdom. But it says, this song, I don't even know who wrote it, but in heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory and honor, power and strength to the Lord. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up, hold your hands up, He's raised up a standard. What's a standard? It's a flag. It's like a, you ever see the cavalry? They always got their flag going. They got the, right? They got the flag flying. That means you don't go, well, everybody's, don't want nobody to see me, don't want me. I'm ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ. This one says it's a lost cause. Save your testimonies for church time. The other one states, you better wait till you've done a little market research. I'm saying, no way, no way. Woo, I love him song. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. He's raised up a standard, the power of His blood. There is power in the blood, amen? There's power in the blood, amen? It's not just some old Pentecostal Methodist song. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Wonder-working power. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend. Your redemption is near. Jesus is coming back. Now, some people are going to go through 7 years of tribulation. I choose to just leave. You can. It don't matter. It don't matter how you take it. Just be ready. But the thing is wow. I want to be in the first load. Just imagine yourself, guys. Here you are in Vietnam or World War II or Korean War or Desert Storm, and you're pinned down. There's a machine gun nest. And if you get up, you're plowed down. There's grenades coming in. They're shooting missiles in, God, and there, people are just getting decimated all around you, the wounded, people with no legs, people split open and their guts hanging out. That's war. War is not pretty. Listen. And here you are. You're like, oh, God, here they come. This wave of people's coming. And then here comes a medevac. And they come in, and you get in a helicopter, and you fly out of there. You think it's all over. Praise God. It's all over. Here I come, Jesus. No, we don't. Man, you know this stuff of escaping through the rapture, and people's got this escape theology. Well, I guess Noah had an escape theology. Because he escaped. Because he was righteous, right? Because he was righteous and he obeyed the Lord, right? You too. Praise God. He's going to make a way. But like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, right? They're getting ready to throw him in a furnace, a fiery furnace. And they said, oh, Lord God Almighty, Heavenly One, Holy One, you are able to deliver me from this fire. But, listen, that's it. Even if you don't, I will not bow my knee to the enemy. So once you set that in your heart, you're fixed. You're fixed. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to do nothing. Holy Spirit's going to do something. Just close your eyes for a second. Lord Jesus, God, we are warriors. Not because of anything we've done. God, we're just scared little humanoids. But with you, God, we have confidence. We have faith that'll move mountains. God, we have love in our hearts, God, that'll love people that hate us. We have love in our hearts that'll bless those. And God, above all, we've got each other. Besides you, we've got each other, Jesus. We have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, if you belong to him. So right now, in Jesus' name, I want you to be truthful. You're not going to lie to me. You're not going to lie to this church. You're not going to lie to anything except the Holy Spirit. Do you know him? I'm not saying, do you know about him? Do you know him? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? In Jesus' name. Jesus loves you and has a plan for your life. Satan hates you and has a plan for your life. Come join. Give your heart to Jesus. Please give your heart to Jesus. Please surrender to him. In Jesus' name. Do you know him? Do you know him? In Jesus' name. If you do not know Jesus, if you're not born again and washed in the blood, and following him, I want you to come up here right now, quickly. come up here right now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, make that decision. If you stay there, you're making a decision. If you don't know him, you're making a decision. Yes, Lord, I want you. Yes, Lord, I need forgiveness. Yes, Lord, I've got things in my, Lord, I'm a mess. I need you to heal me, Jesus. If that's you, come on up here. You could be backslidden. You could be whatever. But just please come up here and get things right with him, because God is calling your name. God is calling your name. I'm going to do one more thing, and then we're going to pray for anybody that's sick, and you're going to get healed. Going to pray for anybody right now. If you got demons, they're going to leave. Not because I said it, because the Word of God said it. So here's what you're going to do. When I say to you, you're going to turn around and you're going to ask everybody in this church. You can ask me too. Somebody ask me too. But just say, do you need forgiveness? Do you need Jesus to come into your life? Do you need Jesus to make you whole? And when you ask that, don't lie. Because both of y'all are going to walk up here together. You won't have to come by yourself. There'll be somebody that'll go with you. So God, in Jesus' name, Lord, help us to be truthful. God, we want to see souls today. We want to see people broken, God, at the cross. Not because we want to see it, God, but because we want to feel your kingdom. We want to see that wedding supper of the Lamb filled in Jesus' name. Now ask. Make sure everybody's asked, okay?